Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it
now. On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you today. Another beautiful day. You heard Alan Strum talking about it. The weekend's looking great. Austin will be all over the weather coming up in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Before we get into that, let's go ahead and take the leap and decide what are going to be the three top trending stories this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, here's a big one. The Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles, along with public safety leaders, they gathered at the Florida Capitol today to highlight the dangers of leaving children, pets, and vulnerable adults unattended in vehicles. The inside of that car can get hot fast, reaching temperatures in the hundreds within minutes. Always be sure to check the back seat of that vehicle before driving off. In 2024, 39 children died in the U.S. after being left in a vehicle, making the highest number in a single year since 2019. Also, shortly before one today, something was crazy downtown. There was an altercation at the skate park. We'll have more on that this hour. Something you want to definitely stand and stay around for. And three more. This was interesting. I know it'd been under a lot of debate for a while. UWF Board of Trustees appointees Paul Bailey, Gates Garcia, Chris Young were confirmed by the Florida Senate Appropriations Committee on Higher Education today, but not before the committee members questioned their support of former Board of Trustees Chair Scott Yanor. Yanor, if you remember, resigned from the university's governing body on Wednesday after facing overwhelming opposition. Yanor was appointed by Governor DeSantis, who also appointed Bailey, Gates, and Young. They joined Florida Board Governor's appointees Rebecca Matthews, Rachel Moya, and Ashley Ross, who were confirmed by the Appropriations Committee on Higher Education. That happened back on March 26th.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This first traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, and also on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Last major spot right now is going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound passing Michigan Avenue. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 77 degrees, going to be a low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and very similar temperature-wise, high of 77 and a low of 63.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, interesting Thursday in the state of Florida. Florida officials are now filing state-level charges against the man accused of trying to kill President Trump as he golfed at his club in West Palm Beach during last year's campaign. Fox's Eben Brown has this report from Miami.
Ryan Wesley Ruth, the man now facing federal prosecution for allegedly attempting to shoot and kill President Trump last September at his West Palm Beach golf course, will now face Florida state charges of attempted murder and terrorism. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says their prosecution was being hindered by the feds.
My office, as well as our law enforcement partners, were met with major roadblocks in prosecuting this case during Biden's term. Biden and his attorney general sought to frustrate our efforts and block our investigation.
Uthmeyer says the state has a claim of jurisdiction as Ruth traveled to Florida with the intent of killing a Florida resident, President Trump. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And there's an effort underway to limit the governor's influence when it comes to picking college presidents. Escambia County Republican State Representative Michelle Salzman sponsoring the bill. It would prevent the governor or his staff from discussing a presidential opening with school's leaders. The bill also lists the requirement that the Board of Governors confirm a school's choice for president. A similar bill has been filed in the Senate.
This is a story we've actually been talking about for a while as the warmer months kind of move into the area. Florida braces for a potentially dangerous wildfire season. State officials are urging residents to take extra precautions. Matt Murphy has more.
Florida officials warn that this year's wildfire season could be severe. With peak months ahead, the state has already seen over 1,000 wildfires burning more than 51,000 acres. New technologies like drones and helicopters are helping firefighters respond faster. Still, officials are also urging residents to properly manage their backyard fires, avoid throwing cigarette butts out of car windows, and report any signs of smoke or flames immediately. During Wildfire Awareness Week, Florida is reminded of the devastating 1998 fire season when over 500,000 acres burned and hundreds of homes were lost. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
And Florida Senate President Ben Albritton floating a new tax cut proposal. In a memo to members of the Senate, Albritton says the proposal would permanently eliminate the sales tax on clothing and shoes priced at $75 or less. Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida House Speaker Daniel Perez have offered different tax cut proposals. DeSantis wants to reduce or eliminate property taxes, while Perez wants to reduce the state's 6% sales tax.
We're still mourning that terrible club fire down in the Dominican Republic. A vigil in South Florida Wednesday night for families of that nightclub disaster. It was held. Very sad affair. CJ Papa has more.
The gathering at a park in Miami in a neighborhood home to a large Dominican population. Prayers for the families and victims who perished when the roof of the Jet Set nightclub in Santo Domingo collapsed early Tuesday morning. This man lost friends, including former Major League Baseball player Octavio Dotel.
I have cried for 2 days already.
The catastrophe happened during a merengue concert by singer Ruby Perez, who lost his life too.
Being Dominican myself, that he was a big voice in merengue, but separately all the lives that were lost.
First responders are searching for more survivors who may be buried in the rubble. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And a donation made to a foundation Casey DeSantis started may be illegal. That's what a couple Republican lawmakers said yesterday during a committee hearing. They were discussing a $10 million donation from Medicaid contractor Centene to the Hope Florida Foundation. The Times-Herald describes Hope Florida as First Lady DeSantis' top political initiative. The donation appears to be a part of the Agency for Healthcare Administration's settlement with the state for overbilling it for services, but that's something an administration official has denied.
Okay, the Florida launch of Amazon's Project Kuiper Internet satellites has been scrubbed because of weather conditions. Gary Baumgarten from the Cape.
The satellites are designed to deliver fast, reliable internet to customers and communities nearly anywhere in the world. The first payload is a batch of 27 satellites. As planned, eventually more than 3,200 will be in low Earth orbit. It's the heaviest the ULA Atlas V rocket has ever carried, so it's retrofitted with 5 solid rocket boosters to augment the main booster. A new launch date and time not immediately announced. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All right, just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a few minutes when we give you a deep dive on some of the biggest stories happening across the nation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel live Friday mornings at 9 a.m. and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
More than 100 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching is just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, "How old is your roof?" You say, 12 years. And they say, "Oh, I'm going to need you to replace that." Do you? They ask you, "How old is your water heater?" And you say, "It's 7 years." And they say, "Ah, I need you to replace that." Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance. The way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. 723-9158.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
For reliable and trustworthy auto service in Pensacola, look no further than Matrix Auto Service on Davis Highway. Their expert technicians are dedicated to providing top-notch service and repairs for all makes and models. From routine oil changes to complex repairs, they've got you covered. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction, with their number one goal to get you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway, Pensacola. Call them today.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
National stories this hour.
Okay, it's 4:23, News Radio 92.3. Let me give you some mortgage numbers here. If you're thinking about maybe buying or selling that home, you're going to need these. Rates higher today and still remaining below the 7% mark, but it's getting close. Mortgage News Daily reporting, average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.95%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.37%. And Wednesday's market surge did not last into Thursday. Disappointing day there. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
Stocks falling sharply and giving up a hefty chunk of Wall Street's historic rally following President Trump's move to pause most reciprocal tariffs. Today, the major averages tumbled after the White House said that tariffs imposed on China add up to 145%, not the 125% it previously indicated, which did not include the levies of 20% tied to the fentanyl emergency. Not even a better-than-expected consumer price index report for March could lift markets. The Dow winners, United Health Group, McDonald's, and Procter & Gamble, the Dow decliners, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Chevron. The Dow down 1,015 points, the Nasdaq lower by 738, S&P 500 down 189. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also getting reports of an accident. This is going to be on 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound. This is going to be when you're passing Jernigan Road, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, sitting at around 77 degrees, low of 60 to 90. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 77, low of 53.
426, News Radio 92.3. Inflation cooled more than expected last month before April's tariff turmoil. Jenny Casola has the story.
Economists were expecting some improvement in the consumer price index in March, but the numbers came in much better than forecast. The CPI declined 0.1%. Up 0.1% for core CPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in March, the CPI declined to an increase of 2.4% and 2.8% for core CPI. Inflation measured by the CPI peaked at 9.1% in June of 2022. Economists expect tariffs that took effect this month to raise prices for consumers and businesses. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And now over 300 student visas being revoked by the Trump administration as it cracks down on immigration. Some international students have seen their visas taken away for allegedly supporting terrorist organizations. Others have had theirs reportedly revoked for things as simple as traffic violations. It comes as colleges watch immigration databases to see if students are still allowed to be in the United States.
New information coming out of the Washington area. The House passing a bill Republicans believe will stop non-citizens from voting in federal elections. Ryan Schmelz has the details.
The SAVE Act would require proof of citizenship to register to vote in federal elections, the bill passing the House with a handful of Democrats joining Republicans. While it is against the law for illegal immigrants to vote in federal elections, Florida Congresswoman and a former Secretary of State, Laurel Lee, says the SAVE Act will help states with enforcement.
These tools will help the states ensure their rolls are accurate and help prevent any unintended errors.
Democrats argue the SAVE Act will make it harder for U.S. citizens to vote. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And the U.S. Defense Secretary says there is a framework agreement with Panama. Pete Hegseth says it would allow U.S. warships to travel first and free through the Panama Canal. The White House has been worried about the growing interest from China over the strategic waterway, but President Trump at one point threatened to reclaim it.
Okay, congressional Republicans are advancing a framework for passing President Trump's agenda. Fox has more on this one.
After a long, drawn-out process of meetings and negotiations, a number of conservative Republicans say statements from Senate Majority Leader John Thune committing to $1.5 trillion in spending cuts helped them get to yes on the budget resolution.
We have a lot of United States senators who believe that is a minimum. And we're certainly going to do everything we can to be as aggressive as possible.
The One Big Beautiful Bill, as President Trump calls it, contains over $300 billion for border and national security, energy policy, and $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. It passed the House with two Republicans voting no, who have concerns the resolution will lead to significant increases in the national debt. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And yesterday we talked about House Republicans trying to get a revised budget plan passed, and today it's passing, and it's vital to advancing President Trump's agenda. Republican Speaker of the House Mike Johnson taking a victory lap, saying it took a lot of time, but he's convinced this is what the American people want after electing Trump. The vote was 216 to 214, as only two Republicans voted with Democrats to oppose the plan.
Okay, DOJ's Pam Bondi saying, you know, if you're out there protesting and all, we're going to come get you. Well, the State Department has now revoked about 600 international student visas. Secretary of State Marco Rubio defended his department's agenda in President Trump's cabinet meeting. That happened just hours ago in Washington.
No one's entitled to a student visa. The press covers student visas like they're some sort of birthright. No, a student visa is like me inviting you into my home. If you come into my home and put all kinds of crap on my couch, I'm going to kick you out of my house. And so, you know, that's what we're doing with our country, thanks to the president.
That's an interesting way to put it. And the White House says goods coming from China now have at least a 145% tariff on them. The Trump administration made the clarification today and said the 125% tariff against China announced by Trump yesterday is on top of a 20% tariff that was already in place. Meanwhile, the president raised duties on goods that are less than $800 from China to 120% starting on May 2nd.
Okay, rare sighting of local Gulf waters this past weekend as two endangered North Atlantic right whales were spotted. This is only the fifth time since 2000 that the whales have been in the Gulf. Marine specialists warn local boaters to be extra cautious as the mammals are dark in color. They don't have a dorsal fin, and they like to swim close to the surface. Basically, just hard to see, so watch out for them. News Radio, 92.3.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. At least six people are dead after a helicopter crashes into the Hudson River just off Manhattan this afternoon. Fox's Alexis McAdams is on scene.
No word yet on exactly what happened, but I'm told at least one of the people on board obviously was the pilot, and then a family, we're told by authorities, was on board.
Video posted on social media showed the aircraft mostly submerged and upside down in the water. President Trump holds a cabinet meeting one day after issuing a 90-day pause for his tariffs on most countries. The president says even with all the pain on Wall Street, this had to be done.
This is something that should have been done 25 years ago, and it wasn't. Should have been done 40 years ago when it wasn't.
Tariffs were not paused on China. Trump has raised the tariffs on Chinese imports to at least 145% after huge gains yesterday. Steep losses returned to Wall Street today. America's listening to Fox News.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, enjoying this Thursday afternoon. The weekend is shaping up nicely for this. Austin around with the good information to pass along on that. Today, by the way, marking one of the most anticipated days on the sports calendar, opening round of the Masters underway right now in Augusta. I was mentioning to you about the weather situations. I know on Wednesday it was a wash. Today looked good, looked really good. Tomorrow's going to be a wet one. I'm hoping that's not the case, but then after the Friday session, weekend looks pretty good for the Masters tournament. Here is the latest from CBS today and what's happening in sports.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Luka Doncic returned to Dallas last night and had 45 points in a Lakers victory over the Mavericks. And it's still stunning to see Luka in a Lakers jersey, and the emotional pregame video of Luka's time in Dallas was definitely moving. I also loved how the Fire Nico chants rained down all night for Mavs fans, because there's no reason why Nico Harrison should have traded a superstar in Luka Doncic. So now my question is to Dallas, why does Nico still have the job? I'm Zach Gelb.
Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. Wounded Warrior Project was created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war, whether those scars are physical or mental. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine, better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
And elsewhere in your sports world, the wife of Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill filing for divorce. Laquita Vaccaro-Hill filed a petition for the dissolution of marriage on Tuesday, just a day after officers were called to Hill's condo about an assault in progress. The star football player is accused of throwing a laptop during a confrontation with his wife about their young daughter. No charges were filed, according to the police report.
Okay, let me run down a couple of events happening locally in sports. Of course, tomorrow night, Blizzard Series race over at Five Flags. Southern Super Series, Sportsman, Pure Stock, Crown Stock gets underway. Flag drops at 7, I believe, out there. Saturday, of course, Pensacola Beach, site for the 9th annual Pensacola Sports Pensacola Beach Firefighters Challenge. They get that underway about 7 a.m. And right across the street, they're doing, and when I say there, Pensacola Sports is hosting the 2025 DeLuna Open Water Swim. More than 100 swimmers taking place in that event. That race, by the way, is a stop on the Speedo Salt Series. Also Saturday afternoon, women's tennis from 3 top-ranked SEC schools competing in the Western Gate Soccer Showdown over at Ashton-Brosnaham. LSU Tigers, Florida Gators, Mississippi State Bulldogs. Matches are free, begins at 1. Autograph sessions with the teams will be held throughout the day. Should be a pretty exciting weekend.
Absolutely, and prosecutors in New Jersey trying to make sure blood alcohol levels of NHL star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother are not part of the upcoming trial involving the alleged drunk driver who killed them. The Salem County Prosecutor's Office filed court papers arguing the toxicology reports are irrelevant. The brothers were drinking before their deaths, but prosecutors say that that doesn't matter because the two on bikes were following rules of the road. Sean Higgins is accused of hitting the brothers while driving drunk. His lawyers are trying to keep the brothers' blood alcohol level as part of the trial.
437 News Radio 92.3. I know that during the CBS feature there a few moments ago, they were talking about Luka Doncic.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you, the Lakers star, formerly a Dallas Maverick star, got a real nice tribute before a game against his former team. Joe Morgan has the story.
Luka Doncic wiped away tears as the Mavericks played a video tribute prior to the Lakers matchup against Dallas Wednesday night. And then he got down to business. Doncic finished the game with 45 points, scoring 31 in the first half, as the Lakers defeated the Mavericks 112-97. It was the first game back in Dallas for Doncic after the Mavericks completed arguably the most stunning trade in NBA history 2 months ago, sending the 5-time All-NBA player to Los Angeles for Anthony Davis. With the win, the Lakers wrapped up a playoff spot, while the Mavericks are guaranteed a losing record, though Dallas is still in position to make the play-in tournament. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, I want to say this was his first time back to Dallas, but I want to say it was his second matchup with them since becoming a Laker. And his first game, he had a triple-double. This time, he had 45 points. So there's clearly a message he's trying to send here. I just, for the life of me, I can't make out what it is.
His bank account.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the perfect message.
Should have forked out some more money to keep me here. All righty. Also, wanted to touch on this real quickly. The NHL mourning the loss of longtime executive Ray Shero. Now, if you don't know who that is, the National Hockey League announced on Wednesday that he had passed away. He became assistant GM of the Ottawa Senators back in 1993, then moved on to the same position for the Predators. But he was most notable for his time with the Pittsburgh Penguins as their GM in 2006. He served 8 years with the Penguins and turned that franchise around before heading to the New Jersey Devils. And he spent the last 4 years as senior advisor to the Minnesota Wild's GM. He was 62 years old.
Okay, this thing with the sports is just, with the hockey, is amazing. He's talking about, was it 1999? They say that was the time frame on that?
Yeah, he became assistant GM of the Senators in 93.
Okay.
Right, and then he got his first big GM gig in 06, I believe. Yeah,
that was before NHL was cool. Because now it's cool.
Yeah, now it's cool. Thanks, Ovechkin.
It's definitely cool. Hey, FWC is offering that free Hunter Safety Internet completion course in Molino, Cantonment, Jay, and Milton. The 2-day events are designed to help students become safe, responsible, and knowledgeable hunters and learn about conservation. That is underway. You need to contact the FWC for local times and places they're holding these events.
All righty, and officials are announcing more Olympic and Paralympic events for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympic Games. The International Olympic Committee says there will be 351 medal events at the LA 2028 Games. That's 22 more than were held at the 2024 Paris ones. There will be nearly an equal number of women and men athletes competing. The IOC is also announcing the comeback of sports such as baseball and softball, cricket, flag football, lacrosse, and squash, whatever that is.
441, News Radio 92.3, President Trump's nominee to run NASA was grilled on the carpet today. Christian Goodwin has more on that session.
NASA Administrator nominee Jared Isaacman telling the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee,
I absolutely want to see us return to the moon. As I mentioned in my prepared remarks, determine the economic, scientific, and national security value while we are also proceeding towards Mars.
Stressing the U.S. must beat China when it comes to Mars exploration, grilled by Massachusetts Democrat Ed Markey over interactions with SpaceX CEO and presidential advisor Elon Musk.
It's not a difficult question. Was Elon Musk in the room when the president offered you the job?
Senator, I was, again, my meeting was with the President of the United States.
Isaacman replying no when asked if he's discussed his plans for NASA with Musk. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty. And the European Union pausing countermeasures against U.S. tariffs for 90 days. It comes after President Trump announced a 90-day pause of his tariffs. Yesterday, the EU voted in favor of a package that was meant to respond to U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum that were put in place last month. The EU's retaliatory tariffs were meant to go into effect on April 15th.
Okay, this is something that's really not new, but I just want to extricate the awareness level of this story. New research showing that some shrimp eaten locally don't actually come from the Gulf. Look closely, you'll see like Taiwan, China, things like that. Recent genetic test on shrimp at several local restaurants found that some who claim the shrimp is locally sourced, absolutely not. Industry leaders say the use of imported shrimp is hurting the local Pensacola shrimp industry. Some business owners choose imported shrimp. Why? Because it's cheaper. Remember, always buy local.
Absolutely. You know, speaking of foods here, over 1,700 pounds of butter being recalled over bacterial contamination. The FDA says the product has high levels of coliform. That's a bacteria found in animal waste. The recall will affect Cabot Creamery's extra creamy premium butter with sea salt. It was sold in packs of 2 4-ounce sticks across multiple states.
Yeah, I'm going back just a second here about the shrimp and all.
Mm-hmm. Best thing shrimp to do, butter, it goes well.
Specifically, when you walk into a restaurant and you're going for seafood, ask them where it came from.
Yeah.
Just that simple. You know, don't support the foreign nations out here. Support our local shrimping industry. These people are taking it on the chin a lot of times, competing with these lower prices that the imported shrimp bring in. Just not fair. So make sure you ask, where did the shrimp come from?
Absolutely. And Democrat Senator Adam Schiff is calling for an insider trading investigation into the Trump administration. Schiff points to a Wednesday morning social media post from Trump, which we covered actually earlier this week. After the markets opened, Trump said, "It's a great day to buy," and then he signed it DJT. So, of course, that's his initials, but it's also the ticker symbol for his media company. Schiff says he and other Democrats have sent a letter to the White House asking if anyone in or around the administration made any financial transactions knowing the president was going to pause the tariffs.
I mentioned this to you earlier in the hour here. Rare sighting in local Gulf waters this past weekend as two endangered North Atlantic right whales were spotted. This is only the fifth time since 2000 that the whales have been in the Gulf. Marine specialists warn local boaters to be extra cautious. As the mammals are dark in color, they don't have a dorsal fin, and they like to swim close to the surface. Basically, they're just plain darn hard to see.
All righty. And three House representatives say they were on one of the two planes that clipped wings today at Reagan National Airport. New York reps Nick LaLota and Grace Ming were on the same plane, along with New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer. No injuries were reported, luckily, which comes less than 3 months after the fatal crash at Reagan National involving a military helicopter and an American Airlines flight.
Okay. Rafael Sanchez de la Rosa, a Mexican citizen who was removed from the U.S. not once, but twice in 2017-2018, has now been sentenced to 46 months in a federal prison for illegal reentry by an illegal alien. Did it again, or tried to. He was arrested in Pensacola in 2024 and charged with driving under the influence, his third DUI in 10 years, driving 20 miles over the speed limit for another charge, and allegedly had open containers of beer in his car.
My goodness.
Another bad guy off the road.
Weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see. Still have that accident report on 9 Mile traveling eastbound, passing Jernigan Road, causing backups in that area. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Last major spot's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for your weather on a local scale, 77 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, clear, high of 77, low of 53.
Okay, 445. Let's check in with Janice Dean now. More severe weather is coming to parts of the eastern U.S. and mid-south. She is all over this story.
Another round of strong to severe thunderstorms are targeting areas that were hit hard by tornadoes and extreme flooding. Strong winds, large hail, isolated tornadoes, and more rain on saturated ground moving across portions of the Ohio Valley, the Tennessee Valley, along with the Mid-South today, then along the East Coast on Friday. Colder than average temperatures will turn rain into snow for the Great Lakes and the northern New England region. And as the eastern half of the country feels colder than average, record-breaking warmth continues to build over the West and the Plains over the next few days. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, as Microsoft prepares to roll over users to Windows 11, some are going not really looking forward to the recommended feature, but there may be a fix on the way. Fox's Eben Brown in this latest Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
You make the switch to Windows 11 yet? You're going to have to upgrade at a point later this year. Microsoft is ending support for Windows 10, and that means you're going to need to adopt a big change in operating systems on your PC. But one thing proving to be unpopular is the Windows 11 Start menu. It is a vastly different animal, not resembling the Start menus going all the way back to Windows 95. It has users complaining about it hiding their most used apps or making the apps they don't use more prominent. But Windows developer and blogger Phantom of Earth posts on their Blue Sky a screen recording of a redesign of the Win 11 starter in which the recommended feature can be disabled. It's in developer beta now, but that means it will be widely released at some point, maybe even before there's a big update crunch as everyone migrates to the newer version. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And we got a meeting of the fashion minds here. Prada.
Nice.
Prada's going to buy Versace in a deal valued at $1.4 billion. In a statement, Prada said, adding Versace's highly recognizable fashion brand gives Italian-based Prada significant untapped growth potential. Versace was founded in 1978 by the late Gianni Versace, who was murdered by a serial killer in 1997.
Something interesting happening in Atlanta today. Something they did before, but it's returning. What is this? Employees are returning to the office. Oh, my. Tanya J. Powers has this story.
More than 8,000 City of Atlanta workers are expected to return to the office today, except for 311 non-emergency call center staffers who will remain remote. City buildings were shut down when the COVID-19 pandemic began in March of 2020. The return even applies to employees who have worked entirely from home over the past 5 years. According to the city's interim human resources commissioner, those workers will be required to report in person at least 3 days a week. City officials say the move is expected to benefit neighborhoods surrounding city facilities, which have had less foot traffic and smaller business revenues since the shift to remote work. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Amazon may not be properly verifying children's purchases of dangerous products. A review by the Children's Advocacy Institute at the University of San Diego reveals that Amazon doesn't require government-issued ID for age verification and allows purchases with prepaid gift cards. There's also no requirement for an adult to be present at delivery. Under California's Parents Accountability and Child Protection Act, online retailers must verify the age of their customers. Currently, only prosecutors can enforce the law with fines up to $7,500.
Okay, while we're talking about Amazon, the giant here is betting, actually, that artificial intelligence is going to make the company more efficient and customers a whole lot happier. Well, that's according to them. Jenny Casola has more on this story.
Amazon CEO Andy Jassy says generative artificial intelligence will be critical to the company's next phase of growth and will reinvent every customer experience. Jassy used his annual letter to shareholders to detail the company's plans for AI. He says entirely new customer experiences will exist that have only been dreamed about. Jassy says already more than 1,000 generative AI applications are being built across the company, though some changes will take another decade to materialize. In its workforce, he says AI is focused on productivity and cost cutting. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
And President Trump supports the idea of a trade deal with China. We were talking about them earlier. Speaking before his cabinet meeting at the White House, Trump said China has ripped off the U.S. for years in trade and is not eligible for his 90-day tariff pause. He added he's open to a one-on-one meeting with President Xi Jinping. Trump's trade policies have seemed to narrow on China, with both countries raising what they say are reciprocal tariffs against one another.
Okay, and a new development in President Trump's missile defense initiatives underway here. Lillian Wu has the latest story on this moving situation.
U.S. Space Command says it's finalized options for the Missile Defense Initiative, known as Golden Dome, previously known as Iron Dome, and that multiple options have been provided to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth for his review and approval. The Defense Department said it would deliver options to the president in line with his executive order. Space Command did not say how much it anticipates a space-based defense will cost, but its head of Global Warfare Requirements said options sent to Secretary Hegseth incorporated estimated costs. The president said this week his 2026 defense budget proposal will near $1 trillion. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, knocking on the door of 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get some health notes for you as we ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour. Back in just a couple minutes.
Stanley spent his life in the saddle, wrangling whatever life threw at him. But nothing prepared him for the fight against low T and ED. Shame practically hunched him over. I'm on pills just gave him a headache. He begged for a lifeline.
Well, maybe it's over.
Wave Men's Health said no. Medical conditions, old age, there's hope. This is about real treatments. Science, not one size fits all guesswork. Wave Men's Health was designed for men who hate going to the doctor. Personalized plans, cutting edge treatments, overseen by an actual provider that takes the time to listen. With low T and ED treatments others only dream about, we fight like hell to get you back in the saddle. Because every second you wait, your condition could worsen. Act now. Don't let time slip away. Dial 850-266-7020 or go to wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is only $99, including blood work. And you'll know your T level before you leave. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Amanda Ann's Antiques announces their new location and grand opening this Saturday. Shop antiques, jewelry, treasures, and thousands of unique items. Amanda Ann's is loaded to the brim in their all-new 14,000 square foot complex. It's the largest antique store in Escambia County. They have food vendors, giveaway drawings every hour, plus deals throughout. Amanda Ann's Antiques grand opening this Saturday from 10 until 5 at their new location, 470 South Highway 29 in Cantonment.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
Weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Marine Max Pensacola. Check out their Waves and Wonders event. Food, prizes, big deals. This Saturday, 10 till 4 p.m. at 1901 Cypress. Again, that is Marine Max Pensacola. Looking at the roads here, still have some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And still got some backups from that accident reported on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound, passing Jernigan Road. As for the weather, sitting at around 77 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be similar, high of 77, low of 53.
Here's today's health news.
4:55, News Radio 92.3. This is some good information I'm passing over to you today, folks. New York scientists may have made a breakthrough in the treatment of pancreatic cancer. Fox's 5, this is WNYW up in New York. Jody Goldberg is following this story from Long Island, New York this afternoon.
Research scientists here at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory on Long Island have found a way to prevent the progression of cancer cells by blocking a protein known as FGFR2. Claudia Tonelli has spent countless hours studying early versions of pancreatic cancer in mice and lab-grown versions of human pancreatic tissue. She found that blocking FGFR2 and another protein, EGFR, can slow tumor formation.
According to the American Cancer Society, close to 70,000 Americans will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer this year, and over 50,000 will die from the disease.
And a new study suggests that hearing loss can increase your risk of heart failure. Researchers at the UK Biobank say that they have found that those with mild hearing issues had a 15% increased risk of heart failure, while those with poor hearing had a 28% increased risk. Experts believe the isolation caused by hearing issues may lead to heart problems. They say it's also possible that heart issues may affect blood vessels in the ear.
Oh, this is another interesting story. Pregnancy may be able to shield women from the effects of COVID. Lisa Brady has the story for us.
This is House Call for Health. Researchers analyzing data from two global databases containing records for about 72,000 women infected with COVID during pregnancy between March 2020 and June 2023. They compared them to more than 200,000 women who were not pregnant but got COVID around the same time. Results show about 16 of 100 pregnant women developed long COVID, compared with 19 of 100 women who weren't pregnant. Researchers say pregnant women might offer clues about how to help people avoid long COVID. They're also investigating ways to protect pregnant women from long COVID using drugs already on the market. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And Weight Watchers preparing to file for bankruptcy over the next few months after launching its business in 1963. The health and wellness company based in New York City, working with lenders and bondholders on restructuring, Weight Watchers' preparation for bankruptcy is reportedly unrelated to Wall Street's volatility over tariffs. Shares of the company fell 59% on Wednesday, despite the stock market having its best day in 5 years. Weight Watchers has struggled with relevancy over the past few years with the rise of weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Zepbound as quick fixes for obesity.
News Radio 92.3, thinking about maybe heading over to the island this afternoon. You just can relax and watch the sunset. Green flags are flying on the beach. Rip currents are extremely low this afternoon, so there you go. I wanted to do this story. I thought we had this doggone thing put to bed about daylight savings time. I thought we voted on it in the state of Florida to do it, and the feds wouldn't do it. And I have no clue with where we are today in terms of whether we're going to do it or we're not going to do it.
All right.
By the way, 6323 will be our magic number on this one. Senators holding a hearing on DST today, the twice yearly time change, of course, where clocks are moved forward an hour from March through October. Ryan Schmelz has a recap from Capitol Hill.
Jay Karen with the National Golf Course Owners Association says more daylight would be good for business.
Making daylight saving time permanent would provide additional recreational daylight from November to March, and would add an estimated 23 million rounds to the current golf inventory.
The Senate hearing looking at a number of factors that play into daylight saving time and whether the U.S. should abandon the process of falling back and springing forward. Some senators are pushing the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight saving time the national year-round standard. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All right, News Radio 92.3. Before Easter seems a little bit early to be talking about Christmas ornaments, but this year's design for the official White House ornament is already announced. Here's Chris Foster.
This year's ornament celebrates more than 150 years of White House state dinners, honoring visiting monarchs or heads of state. The first was for the then Hawaiian Kingdom's King David Kalakua, hosted by President Ulysses S. Grant in 1874. Nearly 400 dinners have been held since then, according to the White House Historical Association. That's who sells the ornaments, as part of its fundraising for White House preservation and education. This year's features the red china plate used during the Ronald Reagan administration on one side and the gold rim plate used by President Bill Clinton on the other. Last year's ornament honored President Jimmy Carter. Next year celebrates America's 250th birthday. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Coming up at 5:12 this afternoon, Women for Responsible Legislation in to join us on News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.